Apple-Inc.com.
Tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Finally, this is Healthy Talk Radio. Diagnosis Hope Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us and being a part of the program. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then make an appointment with me right now by calling 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a free call anywhere in North America. This show is about you. It's about your health and your life. So if you're struggling with your health, I'm here to help. If you're doing really, really well and want to do better, I'm here to help, along with questions about your health. We always want to hear your on-air personal success stories. Remember, when you share your story, you give people hope. And hope is some of the best medicine anyone could ever have. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. If you need a new prescription for your life, then call in right now with questions about your health. 888-283-7272, or you can email me at new prescription for a new you. America. We'll kick this segment off and go with Pam. Hi, Pam. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Dr. A, so thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Well, I have multiple sclerosis, and I've been diagnosed for over 10 years now.
Okay.
And I've taken a variety of drugs, you know, to help with the spasms and the different symptoms with MS. But one of my major, major problems with this disease is the fatigue. And it's not the fatigue like you could just go to sleep and feel better. It just feels like there is no energy. And, you know, I've been on medications for it, and I don't want to take another medication to help with this. Right now I've been taking supplements like vitamin E, flaxseed oil. I'm on stress B complex, and I'm just not finding a good combination. Besides, you know, I just don't know what else to do to help with this lack of energy. It's just becoming very more debilitating than anything else, and I'm trying to find something natural besides another pill over, you know, from the pharmacy, because I'm just so sick of medication.
I understand. So you've been dealing with a lot of fatigue recently. Now let's talk about your lifestyle factors and changes that you've made recently, or ones that you can make. Because remember, when you're dealing with MS, or any other health challenge for that matter, if you don't have a good foundation, nothing's going to work right. And medication's very helpful. I mean, it is. And there's great uses for it. But if your foundation's not right, you know, no matter what building you attempt to build, it could crumble. And that's, you know, something that we need to focus on. So dealing with MS, let's talk about energy. Let's talk about what you're eating every single day, because, again, that's one of the basics that we have to focus on. So tell me what a day in your life looks like, Pam, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then we can go from there. We'll build on that.
I've been trying a new way of eating, trying to lower my carbohydrates and increasing more of the fruits and the vegetables lately. Okay. And so that, you know, it's not really seemed to help, but, you know, anything that I can try, you know,
tell
I'll
me,
do.
Okay, so hold on, though. Let's get specific. When you say trying to lower, first of all, the word try doesn't mean anything. Remember, if you've read my book, Empowering Your Health, I don't like that word.
Right.
That's a big buzzword.
Well, in the morning,
I do
either like oatmeal or something like that in the morning.
All right.
Lunch, I try to have a protein. At dinner, I also try to have a protein and, like another vegetable. And I also have two snacks in between, but those snacks are usually very low carb. And, I usually try to eat like bananas, apples, things like that. So I try to do like at least 5 meals a day.
Okay. I gotcha. So let's shoot for this. Let's start with a couple of things. No problem. At least you're eating 4, 5 small meals, or 3 meals with two snacks. I get your mindset, and that's great. That's what we talked about empowering your health. And I think it's a great way to go. But when you're doing that, let's come off of the grains. And that includes wheat products. It includes, I would do cow's milk, dairy, come off of that. I want to pull you off of anything that would create any type of food allergy in the body. Now, oatmeal falls in that category. We've always thought oatmeal is healthy, and it is. There's some properties to it that are very good. But consider this. Just for a period of time, about 4 to 6 weeks, let's come off of all grains, including oatmeal. And so for breakfast, what you would do, well, actually, for any meal, rather, you want to make sure that each meal contains equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, eggs, or beef, something like that. Low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables. So it's not lower carbohydrate that you need. It's a different type of carbohydrate that you need, okay?
Okay.
That's more the mindset to stick with. And then the fats, the good healthy fats, the omega 3, 6s, and 9s, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, and things like that. So each meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, would be a good lean protein source, low glycemic carbohydrate in the form of fruits and vegetables, good healthy fats. So all three, 33, 33, and 33. So breakfast, 2 to 3 organic eggs cooked in coconut oil or butter, and then a good portion of mixed berries, like strawberries and blueberries. That'll be your carbohydrate source. The fat, you can do a small handful of nuts, but the eggs contain fat in the yolk, and also what you would be cooking in, such as coconut oil or butter, would have a good source of fat in it as well. So see, if you really look at it that way, it's all about balancing out your meals, but coming off of the grains, making sure you get everything, milk sugar, in the form of galactose. Now, galactose, of course, I just told you to, you know, really stay away from cow's milk dairy for a period of time. But the milk sugar galactose that's found in goat's milk and goat's milk yogurt is phenomenal for MS. Let me tell you why. Because the myelin around is the little sheath around the nerves. I'm sure you're familiar with that nowadays as you've gotten into this. Well, the myelin breaks down. And the coating around the nerve, it breaks down, and that's what leads to the progression of the disease of MS. Well, there's only one sugar in the body that helps regenerate and rebuild myelin, and it's galactose, and it's a milk sugar. So if you'll increase your milk sugar, meaning, and I would do it in the form of goat's milk yogurt, and I would do about 16 to 32 ounces a day of goat's milk yogurt. Sounds like a lot, but you're in a place right now where you need to give as much nutrition to the myelin in your body as possible. And so you could do 8 little servings, you know, 3 or 4 times a day that way. And I think it would be a smart thing to do. I would load up on it. I think that's going to be one of your superfoods, if you will. And just do the simple little 8 ounces, 3 or 4 times a day. I think it's going to be great. But don't do the sweetened kind, the sugared kind. Make sure you do the plain goat's milk yogurt. And the other things to do, I would do the foundational 4. That's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break down your food. Cod liver oil for your omega-3 fatty acids. Do a tablespoon of that twice a day. And probiotics, 4 in the morning on an empty stomach, 4 in the evening on an empty stomach. Puts the good bacteria back in your digestive tract. But for energy too, you know, I know you feel like you've done everything, but I really would consider, Pam, as you're walking through multiple sclerosis and going through this MS, which is a real challenge, and I know it can be kind of scary, but I would look into making sure that your blood tests are clear for any type of red blood cell issue, whether it's with iron or with B12. And just have a simple couple tests done. You can do a total iron binding capacity, TIBC, and have your primary care physician do that. Or MMA, which is methylmalonic acid, which will check for B12. Have both those tests done and make sure you're not lacking in either one of those categories. That can be one of those sneaky little things that will rob your energy level. And we'll be here for you each and every night. We'll be here with you to walk through any issue you have with MS and make sure you start it on the basic principles. It's all about making right lifestyle choices. Questions about your health? Phone lines are open. Check in with me, 888-283-7272.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Check out the show 24-7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Podcast, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. I don't care what it is. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, weight loss, exercise. We want to talk about all the tough stuff. Let's get into it. Talk about some great lifestyle strategies on what to do. We're going to go to Mike right now. Mike, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Dr. Aston, how are you, buddy?
I am living well, man. What's cooking?
Hey, I'm calling from your neck of the woods down in Ringgold, Georgia.
What's happening?
Hey, I am having a problem with testosterone.
Yeah.
Maybe you can help me, if you would enlighten me on what the normal level ranges are.
Okay. So yours is running low, I guess.
Yeah, what are the normal? What's considered low and what's considered normal? What's considered low?
Well, the range is pretty much anything from between about 350 and about 700, really, 650, something like that. And
okay, mine came back at 220.
Yeah, that's a little low.
Yeah.
But you want to keep the numbers. How old are you?
45.
Okay, you're 45, so you want to keep the numbers around 500. That's where you need to be. It's always good to keep it that way. And it just, that's good, healthy testosterone levels. No prostate issues on your end?
Me is, energy, of course, is an issue. But the main concern with me is I have experienced a tremendous, when I say tremendous, I really mean tremendous amount of muscle loss to the point to where, if I can put it to you this way, 2 years ago, my arms were probably around 16 inches.
Okay.
Now they're about 12. And, I mean, literally, the muscle loss is just happening at a tremendous rate. And it's very bothersome to me. It's worrisome to me. And, you know, my doctor, of course, you know, said, we can put you on the injections, testosterone injections, or the cream. And I, you know, at first I denied that. I said, well, you know, listening to you, I said, you know, I think there's other options that I might be able to get it back to normal without having to do that. And what I'm looking for from you is, let me tell you what I've done recently, though. I don't know if this is wrong or right, but I started taking stinging nettles and DHEA, and I'm taking just a protein supplement and have started lifting weights again. That's the only thing I'm doing at the present time, and I'm looking, you know, from you to get some advice on what I can add or some things I can do to get it back to normal.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're doing well. I mean, the weight training's a big piece. You know, that's where all the studies are, and that's what we're seeing that makes just a huge difference in testosterone and growth hormone levels. Remember, growth hormone's a big piece, too. Your HGH levels, getting those up, they go hand-in-hand with the testosterone, and so you want to make sure those levels are elevated and in a good position. There are things like maca root, tribulus. Those are different herbal formulas that are out there that can be helpful. Zinc is a big piece, too. We know that that's a big part of the pathway for testosterone in general. But now your diet is even a bigger role. Are you eating healthy? Are you following a decent plan of some kind?
Well, you want to just a breakdown of what I normally eat?
Yeah, just give me breakfast, lunch, and dinner real quick.
Junk.
Well, that's why your body's all messed up.
When I say... It's not that bad. When I say junk, my typical breakfast is probably, I eat about 3 eggs in the mornings. Normally with that, I'll have toast. That's a typical breakfast for me.
Well, that's not horrible.
Yeah. Lunchtime would be, I'm a big beef eater. I love beef.
Okay.
Lunchtime would be, either a plate lunch with like a hamburger steak and green beans, mashed potatoes, things of that nature, or I would have a hamburger and french fries.
Doing anything for a snack in between?
Well, I tell you, in between my snack right now, in between is my protein shake.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's generally my snack in between. Twice a day I take a protein shake. I don't know if you're familiar with the protein. It has creatine and some different things in it that I take now. And dinner is typically something like pasta. You know, it would be spaghetti, things of that nature. A lot of times it would be, you know, like chicken. Not fried, but grilled chicken, again, corn.
We just got to cut out some of the fried foods, like the country fried steak, cut out the grains, the breads so much for right now, and kick in some vegetables and some more fresh fruit, and that'll balance things out. But it sounds like, I mean, the protein shake's fine for your snacks in between. It sounds like you've got a pretty decent plan going. So, I mean, you're not way off. You've got plenty of protein, which is good for building muscle tissue. But it's just about getting your hormones where they need to be. Are you sleeping well at night?
That's a problem. Sleep is a problem, and I really don't know why. I can sleep anywhere from a full 8 hours sleep, and the next night I'd be lucky to get three.
Yeah.
It's up and down. And there's no rhyme or reason for it that I really know of. I do have an issue with anxiety. Anxiety's been an issue for about 25 years now, and I've been struggling with that. I have mitral valve prolapse. I'm told that, you know, somewhat in mitral valve prolapse is a problem with panic attacks, and I have those as well. What I'm looking for you is, what supplements can I add that's going to help this testosterone?
Yeah, but that's not the main issue. The main issue is maintain the exercise, but also you've got dopamine, which is a brain chemical, and dopamine gets low, makes testosterone get low. So there's kind of a host of things that are needed. Maca root and tribulus are pretty good for testosterone, but building up the dopamine levels, good dopamine support at lifestyleresearch.org. It's got kind of a combination. That can be good when you're taking a bunch of cofactors, but the diet really is the key. Folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Healthy Talk Radio, a show that's empowering your health. We're going to Clara now. Hi, Clara.
Hello. Hello.
How can I help, darling?
Okay. Dr. Asa, I am doing your, I got your book, and I love the book. And
thank
I'm doing
you.
The anti-inflammation diet. And I want to know, should I continue taking my regular vitamins? I know I was on the probiotics, but I wasn't on the enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
Should I continue with my B's and D's and so forth and so on?
Because
that I was
you're
taking.
You're following the anti-inflammatory diet, and
yes.
You're doing the foundational four supplements, right? Which the whole food multivitamin, digestive enzyme,
yes.
Cod liver oil,
yes.
And your probiotics.
Yes.
Okay, good. That's good. So that's giving you, those supplements are giving you the things that you just can't get very well in your food supply. And your question to me is, should you continue other supplements, right? Like vitamin D and the other?
Yes. Yes.
Well, here's the deal, okay? This is kind of my stance on this. You'll hear me fire away different supplements and different foods and you know, different things on the show. But I'm a big fan of having blood work done to figure out exactly what supplements that you need. Other than the foundational four, when you talk about symptoms, there's a couple little things here and there that I might talk about. But at the end of the day, I'm always going to recommend that you get with a physician that will run blood work and see, like, for example, what are your vitamin D levels? If you need vitamin D, then you'll take vitamin D. But if you don't need it, then you don't need to take it. You don't just want to take vitamins because you read in a magazine that they're good, or maybe you heard me mention something to someone else and you think, well, hey, you know, my big toe hurts, I guess I'll take a B vitamin too. So you don't want to do that. You always want to have a reason, and blood work gives us a good reason. It kind of maps out what our body really needs. And that's why getting nutritional blood work is a great way to go. And your physician can run the blood work, and they may read it for you from a nutritional perspective or not. If they don't, then, you know, one of our health coaches can be able to help you with that. You can check out lifestyleresearch.org, and they can do that. But it's always important to get that done, or to find a physician, or go to your primary care, or get with somebody that can run those labs, because at the end of the day, you can do before and after. That's what's so great about blood work, is you can measure it. It's measurable. So, for example, you come in and you've got low ferritin levels. Ferritin is the storage tank for iron. So your iron might be fine, but your storage for iron might be low. And you're feeling tired and fatigued all the time, and you don't know why. But, for example, you read that taking iron is bad for you. Well, you didn't need iron because your iron's fine. But what you needed was vitamin C, because vitamin C is what brings up our ferritin levels and increase the iron storage capacity in the body. So little things like that. Or, for example, that, you know, you might be thinking that, well, my vitamin D, I heard that vitamin D is important, so you start taking it. Well, it's a fat-soluble vitamin. You take too much, you can get toxic over a period of time. It takes a lot to do that, but it's important to measure it, because if you come in and your vitamin D levels are 10 and the range is between 30 and 100, then you know that you're not only below normal, but you need to also take quite a bit of vitamin D3 to get it back up. Because 70 to 90 is optimal range to steer clear of osteoporosis, hormone issues, and keeping your immune system strong. So see, it's all these kind of little things. And then, you know, you can check the blood work 3 months later. Blood changes every 90 to 120 days. I find it so funny. People would come into the clinical setting and talk with doctors that I know, and they would say, well, I brought my blood work. Well, when did you get the blood work done? Oh, it was back in 2008. I figured you could use it. That blood work doesn't mean a hill of beans, because our blood changes 90 to 120 days. And so in the average red blood cell, I mean, it's going to completely die off, and you're going to have brand new blood in 90 to 120 days for the most part. So that's why getting the blood evaluated on a regular basis, I always say 6 months. Every 6 months, you should get it checked. Unless you're in a specific disease process where your doctor is kind of mandating based on medications or evaluations that they need to go over that with you. But doing it on a regular basis, every 6 months, no matter what, that's the best way to stay ahead of the game and stay on top of your blood work, so that you do know what in the world is going on. And you can stay on top of everything and stay on top of your health, and nothing slips through the cracks. Because you can evaluate most of your organ systems based on the labs. I'm just a big, big fan. Blood work junkie right here. I just think it's great. Love studying it. Always have. And there's so much within medicine and healthcare that you can do with it to make a huge difference in someone's life. So, long answer to a quick question. Don't be taking a bunch of vitamins unless you have the blood work to show that you need it. That's the bottom line. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Jill, you're next. Hi, Jill.
Hi. I'm just calling. I've just recently developed optic neuritis in my right eye. I'm 41 years old, and I've never really had any eye problems before, but it's not as if I'm losing my vision, but my vision is very in my right eye, and I can't focus, and I can't see any details of objects. And I've been to the optometrist, the ophthalmologist, and my doctor, and basically they're just treating it like optic neuritis, which it is. I do have a CAT scan scheduled this week, just to rule out any other things. But I really don't understand what to do about it, or how, is there something I can take? Or
is there anything you're wanting to know? Is there anything you can do to help with optic neuritis? Did you get the symptoms to go away? Or
I have pain when I look left and right, and at work I work on the computer a lot, and I have to sometimes I have to wear a patch over my eye so I can focus. It's just really aggravating and kind of strange.
Now, what did your ophthalmologist tell you?
He basically said it was optic neuritis, but they really didn't treat it with anything. They just told me that he does want to see me back in a couple weeks, and they did. My medical doctor told me they could give me some steroids and things like that to see if that helps, which I really don't want to take. I've recently been on a weight loss program, and I've lost almost 20-some pounds, and I don't want to take steroids.
Wow, that's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. So, and exercising and things like that. I do take Lexapro, and I've also taken Adipex, which has helped me lose weight, too. But I've taken both of those for some time now, so so I don't think that's really causing it, and they didn't seem to think that either.
Well, it's interesting because with optic neuritis, there's a lot that you can do naturally to help the eye. The first thing you always have to do, though, is to make sure that you are following an anti-inflammatory diet. That's always a key.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what I mean by that, in my book, Empowering Your Health, there's an anti-inflammatory diet that I developed, and it's basically all the foods that will reduce inflammation. If you think about itis, what is an itis? And itis follows any kind of condition in the body. It means inflammation. So it's inflammation of the optic nerve or the optic area. It can be the muscles. It can be the optic nerve. I mean, there's so many different areas that it could be. And with optic neuritis, it can, you know, the nerve gets inflamed or, you know, has inflammation around it, that's what you get. And that's what can be so annoying. And it's just miserable. It can be. So a couple of things to think about. When you think about the eyes, you always want to think about vitamin A. Here's some just natural basic things. Along with a good diet, vitamin A, you get vitamin A, tons of vitamin A in cod liver oil. They can't tell you how many times I've seen optic neuritis be helped by simple old school cod liver oil, just because of the high content of vitamin A, tablespoon even twice a day, because the extra vitamin A that would be in there can be very helpful. And lutein. Lutein's a byproduct of vitamin A, works great for the eyes. And also the goat's milk yogurt and vitamin B3 in the form of NADH. Now, niacin, which B3 is niacin, but they have a more of an activated version, NADH, that works really, really well and can support eye health. And it's a non-flush niacin. You know, niacin can give you a lot of the flushing effect. It's more of a non-flush niacin, and so you don't really notice it. It doesn't really bother you, but can be very helpful around the eyes, especially with the optic nerve. So just something to consider. I know that it's frustrating. I know you're in a place where you just kind of feel like, are there any answers out there? Or do I just have to kind of hope for the best? I think there are answers. And I think that the good news is that the body can regenerate so well that if you'll give it time, it's very possible that so much will be able to change within the body. Stay close to your doctor, though. Stay in touch with them and make sure you follow up and do the things that they're asking you to do so you don't get out of line in that way. But I think you'll see some really good results if you just kind of hang with it. Get the inflammation down in the body. That's the key. Another one to use the medications, prednisone probably, and others. But do the part that you can handle and you can manage, which is where you make the changes within your diet every single day. Once you make the changes in your diet and really get that under control, cutting down inflammation that way, then you probably should see some pretty huge strides and some great improvements that might even blow you away. All right, but keep me posted. Don't lose hope on that.
this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. You looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
This show is about you, it's about your health, and it's about your life. Let's go now to April. Hi, April.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I am calling to ask a question about gluten and eating gluten-free. When do you know that you need to eat gluten-free and that that's your problem? And also, is it all or nothing?
All right. Well, here's the deal. It's most people... Okay, you're familiar with celiac disease, right?
Yes. So I'm wondering if it's part of my husband's family, if his...
Like a family history?
Father. Yeah, yeah. His father has symptoms of celiac disease. He's been diagnosed with diverticulitis, and he's still not feeling any better. Really a lot of bloating and... digestive problems. His sister has chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, and you know, is not getting any better. And then right. My husband has some symptoms also. So,
I mean, I'm just a big fan. If you're not celiac and you want to go gluten free, first of all, gluten affects everybody. Let me just tell you that. Even if you do the anti-gliadin test, which is the blood test. And you come back and everything's negative and you're fine. Your gluten still affects the brain. It crosses the blood-brain barrier. It causes fatigue. It causes allergies. It causes brain chemistry to be off, like dopamine, acetylcholine, serotonin levels, all of that. It affects everything within the body. And if you know that, then it makes it easier to avoid. And now, really, with restaurants and grocery stores, not just organic grocery stores or health food stores per se, but even the mainstream grocery stores are having gluten-free items everywhere. I'm a big fan of doing it as much as possible. If you can't live in a bubble, like someone with celiac almost has to live in a bubble. You don't really have to live in a bubble so much, but if you can go gluten-free as much as you can. Because remember, it takes, once you eat gluten, it stays in your system for 7.5 weeks. So until you go completely gluten-free for 7.5 weeks, you're not going to get rid of the residual out of your system. And it does. It's kind of a challenge for a lot of people. I do everything I can to avoid it. And I encourage other people to do the same. I've just seen too many studies. I've seen too many people that struggle with too many health challenges that gluten was a root cause of it. So my thought to you is, even if your husband has a smidgen of a family history dealing with celiac, you would just want to avoid it and just create that gluten-free lifestyle. You're going to find in the next probably five years, as fast as this society is moving right now, that gluten-free is probably going to be everywhere. And we're going to find studies even more than we have now about how hard it is on our system, and it's going to be readily available. And it's something that if you had to say, is it really that big of a deal? I think it is, me personally. I do. And that's why, I mean, in my book, in the new book that we'll be doing, gluten is a hot topic. It is. Because it's a detriment to our health. And with your husband, if he's even teetering in that area, just don't do it. I mean, you can do it. There's nothing you can't cook at home gluten-free that doesn't taste great now with all the stuff that they have out. It's amazing. I mean, so it's just something to look into. I would avoid that. You can do, you know, rice flour, hemp flour, coconut flour, buckwheat flour. Those are all good flours that don't contain gluten. So you can just cook with those, or you can buy them prepackaged, pre-bought, or make your own or whatever. But You'll find, too, that once you go completely gluten-free, you'll notice a difference. Your brain chemistry will be better. You'll have better mental clarity. And you'll just notice a big difference in the way that you feel all the way around. So it is a big deal. Keeping someone that deals with that, too, and the sensitivities, the cow's milk dairy is a big one, too. I would go ahead, if you're going to stay off gluten, stay off cow's milk dairy, switch back over to maybe goat's milk dairy or coconut milk, whatever you like. Some are doing raw almond milk and get really good results with that. So, I mean, there's just a couple different issues with it. But, yeah, gluten, it's got so much negative on it, on how it affects the body. I mean, they've even found one study where it has the potential to modify DNA within the body. That's scary. I mean, if you think about it, that comes from our food supply. So it's really one of the root causes. People have gluten sensitivities is a better way to define it. And that's most people that do. Now, one person may have it at 90%, and one person may have it only at 40%, but they're struggling with it. And when you're dealing with gluten, I mean, it's one of those challenges that you want to steer clear of as much as you can. I've just seen too much in other people's lives not to tell you that. So people try to downplay it. I don't. I think it's a big deal. Okay? Thanks so much for the call. We're here for you. Following the anti-inflammatory diet is a key. Four supplements that are important. We call them the foundational four. That's a good whole food multivitamin to make sure that he gets a little bit of everything that he needs. Cod liver oil for the omega-3 fats, vitamin A and vitamin D, and then digestive enzymes to break the food down, because remember, we only digest about 15 to 20% of the foods we eat every single day now, rather than 80 or 90%. Digestive enzymes help you break the food down. And then probiotics, which put the good bacteria back in the digestive tract. You can check all of that out at drasaapproved.com. And I encourage him to get started on some of that, because it will help cut down on a lot of the sensitivities within the body. William James comes with a quote for the day. He says, "The art of being wise is knowing what to overlook." I like it. I like it a lot. Puts another hour in the charts. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.